All supernatural, inexplicable, and strange events have an explanation to them, but sometimes you come across something so bizarre you feel trapped. What do you do then? Forget the event, tell someone about it? Because I'm a coward, I pretend as nothing has happened. After all, it's not like anyone else can do anything. Yesterday, my brother and I had arrived at my Aunt Jenny's beachfront house. It was massive, gorgeous. It was pristinely decorated, a house that looked like it could be in a catalog. Every few years, I get to travel across the country from my crappy old town to stay in a party city with beautiful beaches, women, and weather. Except this is the first year my parents didn't join us. As soon as we walked through the doors of the house, Jenny death-hugged my brother and me. My boys, she exclaimed, as if we had almost died. A bit dramatic, but Jenny has a lot of love for us.
Aunt Jenny, I can't breathe,
my brother Ethan exclaimed, while his face was squashed between our bodies. Sorry, Jenny loosened her grip. Jenny turned to me, looking me up and down. Oliver, you've grown so much. Puberty does that, I smiled. Maybe one day, when Ethan's older, he'll grow taller than me. I lifted my elbow to rest it on Ethan's head, but Ethan swerved, groaning. Jenny giggled and empathically pat Ethan's back. My foot tapped and my hands fidgeted. The pleasantries with Aunt Jenny was short because she knew Ethan and I were excited. Jenny led us through a narrow hallway and upstairs to two guest rooms, ones that were side by side each other. Jenny opened the doors to both, allowing us to peek in each one. They were both around the same size, decorated similarly. Each room had a bed with plain blue gradient bedding, a white nightstand with a blue night lamp resting on the table. They both had large windows facing the beach, allowing the sun glimmer on the hardwood bedroom flooring. The walls were painted gray, with a few abstract pieces hanging around the room, and a white dresser standing against the wall across the walk-in closet. All right, you guys can start unpacking and tour around. I'm gonna run and get stuff for dinner. Jenny turned back around. Oh, and if you guys are leaving the house, make sure to stick together and don't be late for dinner. Jenny hurried away while Ethan and I yelled, okay, from behind. Ethan made his way to the left bedroom and started unpacking, so that left me with the right bedroom. My backpack slid off my shoulder and crashed to the floor, and my suitcase leaned against the bed. I opened the window, sticking my head out and embracing the sound of the waves hitting the beach, the giggles and laughter coming down from the beach and the sun warming up my face. Perfect time for me to go tanning. I grabbed my beach gear and rushed downstairs when Ethan stopped me. Ollie, I want to go with you. Ethan darted downstairs with his towel clutched against him, racing past me. The only thing that made this trip annoying? He's fun and lovable, but you can't meet women or stay out late when there's a 12-year-old clenched by your side who's known to snitch to your mom if you've been drinking. But Ethan will snitch too if I don't let him come with me to the beach. Fine. It was a 10-minute walk under the scorching, blazing sun of the main part of the beach, where most people are. It was another 10 minutes to find an empty spot on the beach to tan on, and the beach was packed with people. But I managed to find a perfect spot right beside a few cute teenage girls who were giggling and sunbathing in the sun. I strutted in my swim shorts, while Ethan stayed in his Speedo and t-shirt that said, "You're not the boss of me." The redhead sitting beside us kept on glancing at me. She didn't really laugh with the group or focus on their conversation, but gazed at me almost adoringly. "Ollie!" Ethan tugged by my shorts. "I'm bored!" The redhead giggled, hiding her smile behind her hands. "Are you serious? We literally just got here!" I made sure to emphasize the word literally because it's literally been 20 minutes. "Yeah, but I don't want to sit here all day. I want to go swimming and eat ice cream. I can't do that alone!" My voice let out an exaggerated sigh. "Here, take this." A $5 note that was pulled out of my beach bag rested on the palm of my hand. "Go get ice cream from somewhere, and then we can go swimming later, okay?" "But Aunt Jenny," I cut Ethan off. "Look, I'm just gonna be sitting here. There's a lot of ice cream stores nearby, so don't worry about what Jenny says, and find me afterwards." Ethan hesitated, but accepted the answer and wandered off. My eyes followed Ethan as he slowly strolled away. His head was down, and his body was closed up. Mom and Jenny never let Ethan wander alone like they allowed me to do when I was 12. They always watched him and kept track of his friends, not that he had many. With me, Ethan's a loud brat, but alone, he's a wallflower. But I'm trying to teach Ethan, by baby steps, to be independent. My eyes also darted to the girls. The redhead gave a sly smile and whispered to her friends. She might have gossiped about me or called me cute. Either way, it was my time to spark up a conversation. And then my phone rang. It was Jenny. And this is the part where things stop making sense.
Oliver? Where are you?
Jenny's voice trembled. Ethan and I are at the beach. Are you done with dinner?
Oliver. Oliver, Ethan is not at the beach. He came home. I can't believe you left him alone like that.
My watch told me it's been a minute since Ethan left. What? How?
Please, come home.
Jenny begged, crying loud and clear. My heart dropped. Well, I'll come home. Is everything okay?
Please, I...
Jenny hung up. My heart was pounding. The crying was weird. I know Jenny is dramatic, but this... And Ethan walked home so fast, it's impossible. Without looking back, my feet started moving. The sand was flooding my sandals, and the joyful sounds of the beach visitors were perishing behind me. But the house still seemed the same distance away. The voices were gone now, but sounds of waves were still there. It crashed on the beach, whipping the sands around. It was suddenly night. The moon looked like a lost diamond between car seats and skies or a dark blue and purple. It was bruised. The time on my phone says it's been half an hour, but the walk should have taken only 10 minutes. Nobody else was around, nobody but me. I'm alone on the beach, walking against the waves. An hour passed, then 2 hours. There was a point where figures of people appeared in the corner of my eye when nobody was there. Sitting on the sand, I let my aching legs rest. My heart was racing, and sweat was showering my back. The houses were the same distance as it was before. My breathing deepened, it slowed. Every breath was on my mind, realizing that this was real. It wasn't possible. Nobody was around me, and the house wasn't any closer. My aunt didn't answer her phone. My mom didn't answer her phone. What do I do? Walk the other way? My phone buzzes. It was a text from an unknown number. Keep walking. You're almost there. My head darted around. Nobody is around me. It must be a dream. It has to be. But right now, I'm on the beach, so the only thing I can do is follow the text message's advice. I kept walking. Soon after the text, the house was coming closer. And after 20 minutes, I arrived in front of the steps of the entrance. All the lights in the house were off. It was pitch black inside. Jenny! I yelled out to nobody. Every step up the stairs felt heavy. The stairs creaked, a tone that wasn't there before. There were 5 steps to the door, but it felt like my fist clenched itself, and I took a minute before knocking. Knocked once on the doors, then twice. Footsteps followed. Now my breathing was fast. I was hyperventilating. The door handle started twisting. The door would open and Jenny would be smiling, ready to hug me, and Ethan would be running around. Well, that's what I wanted to happen. But instead, the door opened to leave a small gap, and the sounds of the footsteps started wandering away, almost as if it was asking me to finish the job. My feet stumbled. The gap between the doors was all dark. It seeped out and clouded my eyes. The door must be opened. There's nothing else I can do. My hands trembled, hesitating to push open the door. The wooden painted door was cold as ice. 3, 2, 1. And the door slammed open. It was dark, but a wall-sized mirror standing in my way, radiating a clear reflection of me. Except in the mirror, there was a perfect image of a man walking up the stairs. The head became more clear as it was coming up. I spun around, but there was no one. The reflection showed the man walking closer and closer and closer and closer. And he's close.
Who are you?
My voice broke from screaming. The man stopped right behind me. My eyes couldn't see anyone outside the mirror, but its breath was gliding up my neck. He stood tall, almost a head taller than me, and I'm 6 feet tall. His eyes radiated a purple and blue. It was bruised. My reflection moved on its own. I held still. My reflection reached its hand out from the mirror, almost touching me. It passed me, a piece of paper folded in half. The man behind me stood still and watched me and was smiling, and his teeth were glowing, and my hands were shaking, and my voice was crying, and I wanted this to be all over, and I couldn't think, and suddenly, my arm snatched and ripped open the piece of paper. It looked like my messy handwriting, written in stark bluish-purple ink. It's coming to get you. My body jolted awake. Still breathing fast, my eyes were darting around my surroundings. Abstract paintings, gray walls. A large window with a beach view made its met it in my vision first. The familiar sounds of waves and people filled my ears. Ethan snapped his fingers in front of my face. Hey, I'm right here. You okay? Bad dream? I nodded. I had to wake you because dinner's ready. Ethan jumped off the bed. Tell her I'll be down in a minute. I was sweating still. Ethan nodded and left. Should be a dream. I wouldn't be saying this if I woke up and went to get dinner. Then it would have just been a terrible nightmare. Something to be forgotten about, but I still had that piece of paper written in stark bluish-purple ink, clenched in my hand. Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired tees, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletee. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.